It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
This is Stu's Reviews. I'm Stuart Wright. My website for these reviews is stuwright.com, S-T-U-W-R-I-G-H-T.com. And I'm driving a 2026 Toyota Prius plug-in hybrid. It's called the Nightshade Edition. A lot of black trim on it. Oddly enough, it's not a dark color. It's yellow. Looks like a bottle of Trader Joe's mustard. And that I couldn't find a name for it that Toyota assigns to it. It's just got a code on the window sticker. Inside, black soft tech seating. Toyota specializes in that. It's not leather. It's cheaper. Just as good. And this is a sedan. It's a Prius. It's a four-door. Five people can sit in there. Prius, of course, is super economical. Been around since 1997. They're light, 3,536 pounds. They're stylish the last three or four years, so they're good-looking now. 15 foot long and 108-inch wheelbase. Holds 20. It's a hatchback, so you open the back and you can get 20 cubic foot of luggage back there. That's not a great big trunk. But there's a big battery underneath, so it makes sense. This one it's dressed out, has a lot of equipment. Has a fixed glass moonroof in the top of the car. It doesn't open or close or ventilate, but gives you, it's nice looking, like a 54 Ford. They used to do that, just glass roof. 19-inch wheels on this. You don't see wheels that big normally on an economical hybrid, but they're very pretty, and they're a metallic black finish. And they're made of aluminum. They're holding on 195/50/19 Michelin Primacy all-season radials. That's not a real big tire, but it's not. It doesn't ride rough. 50 aspect, so it's not too bad. It's got all that nightshade trim. I'm talking about the interior now. Big infotainment screen, 12.3-inch. It doesn't have a head-up display up in the glass windshield. What it has is an extra dashboard right ahead of the steering wheel with a lot of information, including, you know, your digital speed and cruise control and so forth like that, following distance. It's got a rear vision camera. It's not a surround vision, but works pretty good. Radar cruise control. Been out driving it on the highways, and it works like a charm. Come up behind somebody, you don't have to run a bunch of toggles and switches and adjustments to get that cruise on, and it'll follow a car and slow down to the same speed. Safety feature. Phone chargers in the front of the console. Kind of lay it in there. Of course, remote electric start. You know, you got to expect that tilt telescope steering wheel. You need to keep it kind of low and down into your lap to look at that little dashboard that's at the top of the dashboard there ahead of your steering wheel. It's not in the windshield. It's on the dashboard. And a big screen in the middle. That 12.3 is out in the middle of the dashboard. They got the volume control on the far side of that, which is interesting to me because the driver's usually the one operating the radio, and he's not as close to it. Leather-wrapped heated steering wheel. You know, a hybrid's designed to save fuel and save electric power, and nice to see a heated wheel in there. You don't want to run it all year. Navigation is built in for the Toyota, but Apple CarPlay is my choice. Hooks up to your phone. Nice six-speaker stereo. This drivetrain is a front-wheel drive car. If you get a Nightshade Prius plug-in, you're going to get the yellow paint. And you're going to get front-wheel drive. You can't get all-wheel drive. 220 horsepower is the electric and gasoline power combination horsepower. It's a 2-liter four-cylinder engine. A lot of torque. 295 is the pound-feet. CVT transmission, that's the one that gets the good fuel economy. It's been in these Priuses for all these years. They drone a little bit, you know, instead of shifting down to a lower gear when you're speeding up on the highway. But it's not too bad. 0-60 is it's perky, 6.3 seconds. And govern top speed, 112. So they sell these Priuses for $41,304, build it in Toyota HE Japan. I think that's a good value because, you know, Priuses came out all them years ago, really not much less money in this because it was such an innovation. 50 miles a gallon is the city fuel economy rating. Gas tank holds 10.6 gallons, so you can go 530 miles on a tank of the gasoline. And this, I told you, it's a plug-in, so you get extended range with that plug-in. Just to plug it in at your house overnight or not. If you don't want to plug it in, don't bother because that isn't necessary. It's a hybrid Prius if you don't plug it in. But it gives you the extended range of 39 miles, so that'd be 569 miles. Let's say you took off for Omaha. You'd make it with that electric power. That electric power would carry this clear out past Fort Morgan. No, close to Fort Morgan, not past. Smooth as silk when you're on electric power, you might imagine. I give this a thumbs up. I'm a Toyota Prius fan. They've made them so pretty lately. This paint job is striking. You're going to be able to see it at StuWright.com with my photographs. And thank you. I'm signing off.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.